This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET issue. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan took up question hour amid opposition uproar. However, due to protest and sloganeering by the opposition members, the chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The Lok Sabha has also been adjourned till 2 p.m. When the House began its proceedings at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of alleged police action during students' protest. Mr. Birla urged all members to cooperate in running the House, saying that disruption during question hour is not appropriate.
As the highest forum of our democracy, it becomes our collective responsibility to hold discussions in the House, engage in dialogue, and express both our agreement and disagreement. The House is meant for deliberations, and it is through these discussions and dialogues that we will be able to work for the welfare of the people of our country. I will give everyone adequate opportunity to speak. The proceedings of the House are adjourned until 2 p.m. today.
As the pandemonium continued, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi has emphasized that there will be no reduction of food grains to any state or beneficiary under the National Food Security Amendment Bill 2026. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Joshi said comments and suggestions on the draft National Food Security Amendment Bill 2026 have been invited from state governments. The draft bill aims to ensure equitable distribution, promote uniformity in entitlements, and address variations arising from the existing household-based system. The BJP today accused the Congress and other opposition of disrupting the proceedings of the monsoon session of Parliament. Briefing the media in New Delhi this morning, BJP national spokesperson Samit Patra said the opposition had not participated in discussions on important bills, including the Registration of Births and Deaths Amendment Bill 2026 and the Bankers Books Evidence Bill 2026, which were passed successfully in the Houses. The National Democratic Alliance Parliamentary Party's weekly strategy meeting, known as Mangal Milan, was held at Parliament House today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and other leaders were present at the meeting. MPs from Trinamool's breakaway faction, the newly formed Nationalist Citizens Party of India, also attended the alliance meeting. Tamil Nadu opposition leader Udayanidhi Stalin was taken into police custody for questioning over a controversial remark. The development follows Udayanidhi's controversial speech at a DMK farmers' protest yesterday concerning the Kaveri water dispute. The case was based on the complaint given by a woman in Thanjavur that his speech contained indecent words against women. Several protesting DMK workers were arrested from Udayanidhi's house in Nilankarai. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall today over parts of Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim. The weather system is likely to impact several districts of Assam. The IMD has also issued a yellow warning for most districts of Nagaland bordering Assam, which could impact Charaideo, Sivasagar, Jorhat and Golaghat districts. According to the Met Department, parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Kerala, Mahe, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Uttar Pradesh are also likely to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the day. In Kerala, an orange alert of heavy rainfall has been declared in 12 or 14 districts for today. In badminton, Korea Masters, India's Tushar Suvir has been knocked out of the tournament after losing his qualifying match against Japan's Shogo Ogawa today. In women's doubles, Priya Konjanbang and Shruti Mishra, and in the men's doubles, Krishna Prasad Garaga and Prithvi Krishnamurti Roy will be in action today. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading on a negative note during the afternoon session today. The Sensex dipped 239 points to 78,400, while the Nifty slipped 281 points to 24,493 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.